Okay, I don't know how gyms work, but I think we just hit all of them.
Welcome to New Game Plus. You are listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
Nolan.
And this is episode 226. It's been a, by the way, if you're listening to this in the future, which all of you are, we are still in coronavirus. So
we're in it.
It's been a big week in gaming news. Final Fantasy VII Remake has released their final trailer. I'm still not watching any of that because y'all...
Thank you.
Nice. I never said you couldn't watch a trailer.
I never addressed this on air. Okay, a few weeks back when y'all said not to play the demo and I said, okay, I respect you. There were multiple people in our podcast community that reached out to me via personal message or email saying, don't listen to y'all and y'all don't have my best interest at heart and online. And they said it's not going to ruin the experience. Really, it was multiple people that reached out to me. So I actually pulled out my borrowed PlayStation that I've got from someone and went onto the PlayStation store and tried to actually download and play the demo, only to realize that it wasn't a PlayStation 4. It was a PlayStation 3. So I couldn't even play it anyways.
Oh my God. First of all, that's ridiculous. And second of all, I'm so mad at you. You broke.
I did, but it didn't happen. So
wow. Also, you need to name and shame.
No. Yeah, because they're
who
so
is
wrong.
Working against, all right. Who,
the names are Kenny and Nolan of who's working against me.
Backwards. We are for you.
All right. Well, I'm still not watching the trailer. I don't know why. There's been Mario rumors that have come out this week.
Yeah, there has.
Nolan, I'm sure you're a little bit excited. Some Switch remakes and a new Paper Mario, maybe. I don't know. But so far, they're just rumors. There's been more other stuff that's come out. However, the most important thing for our context is that a Dragon's Lair movie has been announced.
Really?
No.
Coming no way.
Straight to Netflix, produced and starred by Ryan Reynolds.
Oh my God, of course. Oh my God. I'm so sick of Ryan Reynolds. I'm sorry.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did he do
like
to
him.
You, dude?
I've never liked him. And
he's generally likable, and so
I'm
you're
a
like,
more
screw
apt
the
to
guy?
Watch it now.
No, he's not. I've never liked him, and I don't like Deadpool in the Marvel movies, so like I want nothing to do with him.
I will say this, every time I've met him in person, he's been a real douche to me.
Yeah.
And I'm not like overly hype about a Dragon's Lair movie. Is it animated or is it real life?
I don't know. So Don Bluth, who was the original creator and animator of the game, is also going to work on producing the movie. So I don't know. So
I would
yeah,
assume
maybe,
it is.
Well, maybe. I would hope so, actually.
Me too.
Right?
Because
like,
I think
it
would
be
so
better?
Weird to. Yeah, it's for sure animated.
Maybe it'll be one of those crossover kind of things. Person
Kenny,
gets sucked into a game or something. I don't know how they would even do it. That's the problem.
Kenny, you'll have to remind me. I didn't watch any of the Stranger Things after the first season, but I think the reason why it's a thing again and people are excited about it is because Dragon's Lair was in one of the more recent Stranger Things seasons.
It was, but that's silly.
I mean, that's how resurgences happen.
Can we go back to you not watching the most popular show in a long time?
Stranger Things sucks.
No, you like it.
Who are you?
I liked it. The first season, and then it was like the kids are dumb.
Okay.
What?
Here's what I said. I didn't watch season 2 or 3 because here's the thing. I think they captured something great in season 1 that they couldn't replicate for multiple more seasons, and I knew America was going to just kind of like squeeze this out until we've got nothing left, and I imagine they did that for the future seasons.
I'm totally
tired of that opinion.
I totally understand it, but they didn't do that. They might still get there if they keep making them.
Which they
will.
But
so far, I feel like they've done a pretty good job of keeping heart and everything intact. Yeah, and you should watch him and get over yourself.
But don't watch the trailer for Final Fantasy VII.
And don't play the game.
And don't play the demo.
Yeah, you should actually
never play it. Yeah, never play the Netflix. Game.
So hopefully Dragon's Lair on Netflix is going to be good. I mean, it's probably not, but hopefully it will be good and it will set off a chain reaction of more video games being made into good movies. Like in our retro game of the week that features chain reactions in good movies.
You could have said old gems. Like,
oh, it's a gem. That's good.
Come on.
Bejeweled.
Overview.
Bejeweled was released in the year 2001 by PopCap Games. PopCap was a small company at this time. In fact, I think this was the first game that they created, and it was a group of guys that got together. I think their original name that they came up with was like Four Sexy Guys. It was something like that, but they had to change their name.
Wow.
And it's our first game that we're playing, I believe, that was developed specifically for browsers. Have we played a game that was specifically created for browsers yet?
No, I can confidently say no, I think.
We've done DOS, we've done PC. I guess this goes in the PC category, mm-hmm. but specifically, there is no software download. It was just Flash. You had just to have Flash enabled.
Oh, which, man, good old Flash days.
Which you shouldn't do.
Right, like rest in peace. I believe that Flash is done in September of this year, something like
that. Oh, it's
like
donezo, yeah.
I've been getting announcements.
It's practically donezo already.
It's done. At least they were able to keep... I had to reinstall Flash this week to be able to play it in browser.
Yeah, me too. I had to use like an old browser.
And you felt really dirty doing it?
I didn't feel dirty doing it, no. It didn't.
Well, I thought I was installing a virus.
I did.
I was like, well, why?
Okay. If you don't know, Bejeweled is a tile matching puzzle video game?
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
So we've got differing of opinions here. That was in my notes for us to determine right now, once and for all. Is this a video game?
Of course it is.
It's not.
What constitutes a video game?
It's a game
that
you play on a screen.
No. Because bowling is a video game, then.
Wait.
On the Wii, sure.
No. You type in stuff on a video, and you interact with it. It gives you a celebration when you get a strike.
Bowling is the first AR video game.
It's not a...
The game doesn't happen on the screen. You don't interact with it.
It is...
Though there is a bowling metagame of coming up with the funniest name so that everybody thinks you're hilarious.
It's just a game.
No. That's the dumbest definition I've ever
heard. It's a puzzle game.
Of course it's a video game.
I gotta agree with Kenny on this one. I didn't know going in, but yeah, a game that's played via video. Or should this just be a Flash game?
Yeah, I feel like it's literally in the name, the definition. We might not like that loose of a definition, but
the definition of video game is not simply a video, a game, and that's it. Like,
well, yeah,
we recognize 100%. Video games differently now. Like, we've had video games for a long time. And
remember
so,
those
like,
terrible trivia games that you played on a DVD player with your remote?
Is that
video
a
video game?
No. See, that's my point. No,
I don't know if
I'll
stretch it to that, but
100%.
Anyways, let's do our research this week and see what really constitutes as a video game. Submit your thoughts in the comments down below. This game, Bejeweled, was originally created as Diamond Mind. This company, by the way, I guess wasn't good at naming things.
Bad with naming in
Papa
general.
Papa Cap'n, yo.
Like Four Sexy Guys. No, it started with Four Sexy Guys and then Diamond Mind. Both of those changed. But Microsoft stepped in and I thought brilliantly encouraged a name change from Diamond Mind to Bejeweled. Diamond Mind isn't a bad name, and in fact, they reused it in some kind of later iteration of Bejeweled, but they changed the name to Bejeweled, and it was a game that was inspired by a 1994 DOS game called Shariki, which is...
Called what?
Shariki.
Okay,
Rafiki. Don't act like you don't know all about it, Nolan.
You don't know Shariki?
Rafiki?
And it is the exact same thing as Bejeweled, just not near as flashy or pretty or...
So without the jeweled part.
Without the jewels, it's just colored dots.
Oh, weird.
and you, but it's still match three and clear that line. So that's what Bejeweled is. You are matching different colored gems to one another by swapping the location of two. And I don't want to go too far into gameplay because I almost explained the whole game there.
Don't ruin the entire podcast.
Should I give the story real quick before we move into gameplay?
Story?
Yeah, it's important for context if you're going to really appreciate the nuance of the game and even some of the underlying like meta strategy and the community that's evolved into like different camps as to how to play the game properly.
Wow, still going.
I thought it was just going to be a quick little thing, but he
no, I was
going to
milk that as long as you guys let me.
There's no story here. It's a puzzle game, and we'll talk more about it in gameplay.
Gameplay.
You swap gems, and that's the game.
Aged.
Want to go to Aged?
Let's go to Aged. I have a lot more to say in Aged.
No, we should certainly talk about this.
Sure.
Yeah. Gameplay.
If somehow you've been living under a rock and you don't know what a video game is, like Nolan, and you weren't around in the early 2000s to be one of the
like
150
Nolan.
Million people that downloaded this game, or one of the 10 million people that bought a copy of this game, then you might not be familiar, but there's a good chance you are. If, however, you're not, or you're super young and this feels old, like all our video games do, there's a grid layout on the screen, and within each of those grids, it's populated with a whole bunch of different colored jewels. You've got like diamond-looking things.
You got ruby red squares. You got sapphires,
emeralds,
diamonds, emerald green octagons, topaz, orange.
Wait, no, topaz?
I don't know. Amethyst purple.
Yes.
Okay.
Amethyst purple.
Is there an official
triangles.
List here? Because I'm just making this up.
Oh,
as
no.
I go.
No. I'm just going. Citrine, okay. Yellow diamonds.
I was going to. Okay. Then orange is topaz?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how gems work, but I think we just hit all of them.
No, diamond white octagons right. also?
Diamond.
Wait, what's the white one? Because the diamond one's blue diamonds. And triangular.
Yeah, but no, the blue's not triangle.
No, the
blue is
sapphires.
Triangle.
No, the.
The blue is a diamond shape.
Right.
Right, but it's a sapphire.
So sapphire, blue, diamond.
No. The kind of stone has nothing to do with the way it's cut.
I'm giving sapphire color shape.
The blue one is a diamond.
No, the blue one is
the
a
white
sapphire.
One
the
is
blue one is
the
a
diamond
sapphire.
One is a diamond.
The white one is.
The white one is a diamond white octagon.
No. The white one is an engagement diamond.
Oh, okay.
The blue right. one.
And that's where the lore comes in, because this is all about like the different stages of dating.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
much division here that's
so
deep-seated.
Yeah, there are
okay.
six
colors. I was
colors
in the middle of this
something.
Explanation. You've got this grid, and within it, you have all these colors of jewels that we just defined for you so clearly.
So you've got ruby red.
engagement blue. Okay.
And so... anywhere that you can have three in a row in either direction or more that are touching, those disappear. And then as if gravity is working from the top off screen, you have more randomly generated jewels that fall in to fill any of the holes that are missing. And so your goal, depending on the type of game, is to either stay alive as long as you can or to keep yourself from running out of possible solutions for as long as you can and to rack up a high score.
In this original game, you only have two modes of playing.
Right.
You just mentioned, depending on which way you play, you have your standard mode and your timed mode. In standard, you're simply playing until there are no moves left. The fortunate / unfortunate part of this game is that it is random. When you clear a column or a row of three or more, more gems drop down from the top of the screen, and that's somewhat random. So there, you are going to come to a place in your standard game where there are no more moves left. At that point,
you
whatever
lose.
Your whatever your point total is, that's what you get, and you lose. You start over.
As a result, though, that makes the standard version of gameplay pretty puzzly. Because your goal isn't, I mean, you're trying to rack up a high score, but ultimately the only way for you to make sure that you're making the game last as long as you can is to not just think about, I found a move, let me just take it, but to think about, when I make this move, what's going to fall, how is that going to set up future moves? And so it feels to me very much like a puzzle game, even if it's a sort of fairly basic puzzle of just kind of make stuff disappear and look at the ramifications of that and try and set those up in important ways.
Yeah. And I mean, you're better to go slow in standard and have a different strategy than what you would have in the other version, which is timed. And timed is more of a speed-based thing. You've got really a time bar, and it's a bonus bar, but we'll talk about that, is depleting at a gradual rate, and you're having, and it fills up and gives you more time based on whatever matches that you're making, and you just try to go as long as possible. If you run out of moves, don't worry, the time stops or freezes, and all the gems are kind of shuffled around, and you get to continue from there.
Okay, so which mode do you guys like better?
Mine is clear and easy. I think timed is far superior than standard.
I'm a standard guy.
Okay, that's interesting. I like both a lot. I like time trial more because of the speed of it. I like speed runs, and I think that's probably why I like it more. And it's intense. But I do like standard because filling up the progress bar is really satisfying, and having progression at all is like makes me want to play the game more. Whereas with time trial, I'm kind of like done with it after a couple rounds.
I wonder what version you played, because even some of the language you just used, Nolan, is not in the version that I played.
Like you fill up the bonus bar as you play. And then when that bar fills, that's when you get the bonus that clears the little screen.
You do that in both timed and standard, though.
Right.
So I think he's talking about a different bar.
Mine had a bar that you would fill up, and when you filled it up, you go to the next stage.
Yeah, so you played you played deluxe version or something like that then.
Yeah, it was in browser and super sketchy.
Most of them are.
That's Flash games just in general.
Yeah,
but
I don't like that area of the internet.
So this is still on like MSN games or whatever like that, where before Steam you could go and play all of these games. I used to play on, what was it called? It was like Tank or there's something.
Yeah, I know Armor, what you're talking about.
I don't know what it was called, but that's where I used to play my Flash games. And do you remember those stick figure games? Where
yes, dude. That, where you like kill them or something?
Great.
Yeah, they would fight so bloody. It was amazing.
And the dirt bike one where you had to balance it. That one was addicting.
That's advanced, dude. That's like I loved in that the
one.
Future.
The one where you had to hit multiple keys on the keyboard to get a person to walk.
And oh, like no, that's
key was a different limb.
QWERTY?
That's QWERTY or something. Yeah,
those,
that's a different
those game. Those were rough. There's a whole series of Flash games.
Do y'all remember the one? It's colored gems, and then you're matching them in lines of like three or more?
Oh, you're talking about Shuriki?
Diamond Mine?
Y'all are both dumb. Now that we've talked about the two different modes and which one is our favorite, can we talk strategy here? Let's start with standard. And Kenny, since you maybe spent more time there or enjoyed that one more, what is your preferred strategy there? Because in my mind, I had this week two different strategies. One strategy when I was playing standard and a totally different one when I was playing timed.
Oh, absolutely. When you're playing standard, it's death if you, run out of moves. So the only thing you're thinking of is how can I make moves that will then set me up for more moves. So you're wanting to make sure you pay attention to which sets of tiles you have at the bottom of the screen and how they're going to affect things. Whether you're like trying to save up or like depend on a vertical one or a horizontal one kind of depends on what's happening above that, because you might need one row to really bring some stuff down to then give yourself more things to work on, or you might need to just clear a whole big area so that you get sort of fresher stuff into the screen. So in my mind, I'm sort of prioritizing which one of these will have the biggest impact on giving me new gems when I start to run out of options. And then at that point, it's just sort of working with the realities around that. You're going to have to go further up the screen and clear some of those out just to kind of keep things moving and to give yourself some fresh blood. But mostly it's all about making sure you have an out and then making sure that those outs that you have reset the board enough to give you more options. Because, again, the gems that fall are randomly generated. These aren't predetermined puzzles where some similar games of the era, you're like actually eliminating gems and they're like slowly falling down the screen and then you're trying to like clear the screen or something. These, and it's not like 100% solvable. You can click five times, have bad luck on the order of the puzzle that you got, and just be done. And so it's all about that.
Yeah, I ran into that quite a bit, actually, because one of the limitations was like, it's 8x8 grid, so you can't see above 8 tiles. And so I would like sometimes look at the rest of the board, because before you make a move in that mode, you look at what your next move would be potentially. And sometimes there wouldn't be anything that made sense. Like I would get rid of 3 and then I don't know. And you have
and
to
I know
just
this
see.
Game sounds super easy because 8x8 is not a huge grid. But if you remember, we named a whole bunch of different kinds of jewels. There's similar types of games that only have like 3 or 4 or 5 different options and you're right. interacting with stuff in different ways. Your board gets pretty busy pretty quickly here. And so there's sometimes that there may only be 1 or 2 places on the entire board where you can make that line of 3 and you're kind of having to hunt for it and hoping to get lucky.
There's a lot of different gems here. You've got ruby red squares. You've got so my strategy for standard was different than yours, I think, and if I was understanding you correctly. I tried to stay at the very top of the screen as much as possible, knowing that I needed to stay as long as possible. So, and that's less random if I'm up top, not shifting the entire screen. And then only if I needed to, I would move down. So I tried to do as much work from the top as I could in standard, only going down when I had to, which would then shuffle things and I could move back to the top. That was my plan, to try to have as many moves in the future as possible.
I feel like as long, like I would often go clear some stuff at the top, but I would want to make sure that I had a move or two at the bottom that reset stuff. And if I felt like I was getting fewer options, I would make sure to do 1 or 2 of those big resets at the bottom. And if it started to feel real stagnant, I'd just try and mix stuff up as much as I could. So I think we had similar kinds of approaches, just with sort of a different focus.
For timed, however, I was just trying to, it really is you work as fast as possible. But for me, I don't know if this necessarily makes sense, but I kind of just reversed my strategy for timed and I was at the bottom trying to clear out as much from the bottom as possible and just letting those things fall, because it didn't matter if I got stuck, because then the whole thing would shuffle around. So see, it's really, you just take advantage of whatever you see on the screen.
I liked the fact that you got a little bit of a pause on a new screen when it shuffled and then it didn't punish you. So when I was playing timed, I actually kind of hunted for those. And so instead of trying to be efficient, trying to be like efficient on how long you could last on one screen, I just tried as quick as I could to find as many simple matches, ideally that didn't have a big effect. And the name of the game was all efficiency for me. Find it, click it, find it, click it, go, 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 try and hit a dead screen, do it again. I don't know which one is the better strategy. I think if we compare scores, which we probably did some, you shared a few, your strategies are better than mine, or you got luckier than mine, or I'm just garbage. Cause some of the scores people posted this week in Discord, I wasn't getting anywhere close.
Gotta go fast.
By the way, Kenny did a first play, and y'all should all watch it. Just the fact that Kenny's in a hobby where he records himself playing Bejeweled.
You guys have done this to me.
Is enough. But his first play, by the way, unedited, was a good 25 minutes. This kid just spent a while on Bejeweled, and it was great.
You had to play both modes. And
that makes sense, though.
One of the times I did relatively well, Mostly I just played slowly because I was trying to be careful.
Hold on. Yes, you're right. You have to play both modes. Kenny did not. He played two rounds of standard. That's all you got to.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. You have to play both modes, which is why it could be a long first play, but I didn't even get to the second one. I only had two games.
Yeah, two games.
I had
games.
To explain the
I'm
game.
I'm glad that you played this one, though.
Took me forever. Sure.
We say that our first play kind of rotation is standard and like we've got a plan, but really anytime we get some weird or quirky game, Kenny accidentally ends up with
it. The games that they don't want to play, I jump on the grenade for you guys.
Well, this will help determine if you did play a slightly upgraded version, Nolan.
Yeah.
Were there any benefits, maybe boons, to getting a larger connection? So more than three. Was there something, a different kind of gem that you got when you linked four, or if you got kind of like an L link or anything like that?
No.
There wasn't?
No.
Okay. Okay, because there are, so that's one of the the changes that they made in upgraded versions.
What kind of gym is it?
When I remember playing this game in the early 2000s, yeah. That's the game that I played because there was a little more complexity for long rows. So I remember like hunting for long rows. And then I remember, I don't even know if it was Bejeweled or another similar one. I remember like you got a certain thing and it eliminated all of one color, but it was based on what you did. Hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, so I like that actually. I like this normal gameplay, but just upgrading it just a little bit. So, Nolan, to answer your question, I don't remember what it exactly looks like or what color or gem cut it is.
Because we played the game we were supposed to.
But it is, so if you get four, it makes a powered up gem that then when you link that, it does an explosion in kind of like a 3x3, so it takes out more gems.
That sounds
right. All right, yeah. That reminds me of Candy Crush, a more recent game that heavily borrowed from Bejeweled in every way, but they added like those kinds of upgrades and bonuses. I love the simplicity of this game, actually. It's extremely simple. Like if you try to make a move that's not a three or more, it's like invalid move. And that's it. You have to only make legal moves. But I was wishing that they included more of that kind of like extra stuff.
And I'm glad that we got, 25 minutes or so into this episode before mentioning Candy Crush, because that's that is the evolution of this game. Candy Crush can say all that they want. Hopefully they pay tribute, and at least verbally, to this game. But they couldn't say that we came up with a brand new idea and it's called Candy Crush.
They just changed the gems to candies.
Right. Like it is Candy Crush. The thing that, by the way, I played, incessantly when it was a thing.
I made fun of heavily at
first. You guys were Candy Crush bros?
Yes, I made fun of Candy Crush. It was like, if you remember back, it was similar to like Pokemon Go in the sense of like how popular it was.
Everybody
and I made fun of everyone. And then Dustin was like, but what if it's fun? And then we downloaded it and played it so much.
And it was.
It was so good.
But it really is just an evolution of this game. And that's good. That's great. Sure. It deserves its place. But in this original Bejeweled, there is not that kind of like powered up gem or anything. It is very simplistic. It's match three, match more, but there's no extra bonus for that if you do.
Benefit in that you're clearing out more of the board. There's strategic benefit, but nothing that you're getting beyond that.
One other thing that you do have in this original game is that you can use some of your points that you've gathered for a hint. There is a kind of a purple button to the side that if you get stuck, you can click on that. It expends some points and you get to, and it kind of glimmers and shows you some gems that you can swap.
I use
swap
that
around.
All the time. I love it.
I actually don't know if I used it once.
I suck at this game. Apparently I was using it a lot,
but it probably is a really good thing to use.
It's a good feature. Yeah, like it costs you something. It's not just some free cheat button.
If you wait long enough, it assumes you're dumb and it shinies them anyways.
Does it
really? I ran into that a few times on my first play where I was like, it's done. Why isn't it clearing? And then it would be like, hey, idiot, look right here. And then I would click it and hate my life.
All right, before we move on, Kenny, you did say something about scores, and then you moved on as if you didn't want to share your score. What's the best score that you got this week?
I don't think, because you had already shared some of the scores you had by the time I was doing this, so I was always sort of just shooting for those so that I could stay competitive, and I didn't hit those. I think I got to 12 or 13,000, something like that. Nothing super great by any means. Although, on my super eternally long first play, I got like 6,000 points and thought that was going to be awesome. And then people in chat already had been like, oh, I played for 7 minutes and have 25,000 points. And so I just hate everyone.
It was funny in the first play. I think you set a goal for yourself. You're like, if I get 6,000, I'll be proud of myself. And you lose with at like 50 points less than 6,000.
I was so salty. And I also thought that was going to be an impressive score and that it was higher than the ones you had already posted. I thought that you had posted like 1,200, not 12,000 as some of your current scores so far. And I was like, Dustin's terrible at this game. Yeah, and no, so I'm garbage.
Extra zero.
So you got around 12,000. Nolan, any idea?
18,500, I think.
Okay.
Was my highest one in time.
Dustin hit like 40 or something.
No, no, no. I just got over 19. So I'm definitely not the best at this, but I did play a considerable amount this week. And
yeah, you're not getting to 19,000 without trying.
Right, right. And being semi-pro at least.
And being, I mean, you pretty much are a jewel.
Thanks. Which one in particular?
The is it the red one?
The ruby red square?
No, the sapphire. The blue one.
Aged.
This game has aged better than any game we played on the podcast debate.
Any game?
Any game we've played on the podcast.
Any game. Kenny?
And I want a good case. I want a good argument why it's not.
Outside of the reality of Flash, which you can argue is overridden by the fact that this is available in so many different ways. You can buy a client to actually do it. You can play it on an old cell phone you have sitting around. It's on everything. It might be one of the best games in terms of how it's aged. I'm agreeing there because it's simple. It's on a million things because they made this game. Like we talked about this sort of a little talking about Candy Crush, but this sort of started a whole explosion of these types of puzzle games in huge amount of popularity, partly because of the timing, partly because weird like cultural phenomenon and this thing blew up and nobody knows why. But partly this is when people were first starting to have smart enough devices to play some more interactive games on. And it came at a really like unique time in video gaming when this transitions were making and this thing got huge. And so
10 million copies.
Yeah, it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. I think everybody's probably played it and it's super easy to play. And the gameplay, like it's mouse and click, like that hasn't changed. And so I actually fully agree that this is one of the games that has aged well.
Yeah.
I agree too, I guess. I don't know about the, because we've had some that have aged remarkably well in much more complex ways. When you've got a simple game and you do it extraordinarily well the first time, both graphically, sonically, and just keep it simplistic and replayable, then that does age. Now, here's the thing. Flash is going out, guys. And so that we do have to take that into consideration.
That's fine.
That is true.
That's fine.
But and I do think it's the simplistic nature of this that is what made it so long-lasting. Like, tic-tac-toe, kids are still playing it.
It's
like,
in
nobody
your pocket.
Actually cares about that game, but it's, like, simple. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Anytime you got a boring piece of paper, like, boom. You can train your chicken to do it. Like,
no, not that. But there are so many different versions. And Nolan held up his phone during Kenny's rant right there. You don't have to play it in browser anymore. In fact, that might be the least.
That's the old man way to play it now.
Yeah, like pull out. So halfway through the week, I went into the app store. I don't know if I was going to pay any money, but you can download Bejeweled for free. Then you can play the classic version. on there, or you can play a slightly upgraded version. So the rest of the week, I played with very, like, there's a mode in future versions and in the one on the phone called Zen, and it's just endless play. You never lose, and it's got, you can set the different style of music, and it's kind of just there to be peaceful and just continue forever. And so, heck, like, I'm on level 20, just getting these multipliers, and there's so many different ways to play, easy ways to play, and you can play it vanilla all the way up to versions of this classic with insane power-ups and combos. And so, yeah, there's so many different ways to play it. I agree. It ages remarkably well.
It's crazy. Like, it's so playable, and that's always a really big one, especially for PC-first games. We always talk about, like, well, I had to install a virus, I had to restart my computer, and then I had to take the hard drive out, and then it worked. But for this one, you can still play, like, classic versions through Flash, like legacy Flash, whatever. But because it's on your phone, and because it takes one swipe to make a move and to understand the game, and because it's free, or you can pay just, like, very little money to play it, and because it has Tetris-level impact in my mind of, like, puzzle games. Okay, that's a new game, Candy Crush. It's sweeping the nation. Everyone loves it. Cool. Bejeweled's the first thing you think of. Any of those new kinds of grid-based puzzle games have to bow before Bejeweled. And I love that. I think
can't
it's
give
great.
It Tetris level credit, but I can give it some
it's close.
Credit for being the forefather of a whole bunch of hours wasted by a huge segment of humanity.
I enjoy it 17 times more than Tetris. And I know that's a personal thing. I'm not necessarily saying it's a better game, but for me, it's a better game.
Okay.
I don't love Tetris, guys. I also don't love Dr. Mario. I don't know if y'all
I don't love
talked
Dr. Mario
about this
either.
Before.
I trashed on
I'm
it,
okay
I think.
With you not liking Dr. Mario, but I'm a little offended about
Tetris
the Tetris
has
thing.
One song.
It doesn't. It has like four songs.
Where the wait a minute.
And they're great.
You need to play some of the newer Tetrises. The soundtracks are amazing. And
Tetris 99 or
definitely
whatever has
more
one
than one
song, too.
I'm not talking about 99.
Did they make Bejeweled 99? They didn't, because it's
Bejeweled,
worse.
Bejeweled has better music, better graphics.
Okay, this isn't even a debate.
Instead
you're embarrassing
of just
yourself.
Like four puzzle pieces, it's got 18 different gems, like Ruby Red Squares.
I do think it's worth, we've mentioned, but not explicitly, I do think it's worth mentioning when we're talking about this game, the impact that it's had. Talked about
Legacy.
It being a precursor to Candy Crush and a million others, but I think explicitly just saying, if we're looking back at a retro game, we like to look at the effect it had dominoing sort of down the line, and maybe we should actually be giving our credit to Shariza. And hey, that wasn't bad from memory. And not Bejeweled, but that one didn't go weird viral, and this one did.
Well, they didn't have Microsoft, so.
Exactly. And kind of opened up a giant can of worms that is still going strong to this day. So tons of impact on kind of the gaming scene.
I also typically look up the market value, but that's not a thing here because they don't want you to pay for their game. They want everyone in the world to be able to have it and get addicted to it. So log on to Facebook and play Bejeweled for free.
Final thoughts.
At the end of each and every one of our episodes, we determine whether or not the game gets our vote for New Game Plus status, which is our general thumbs up or thumbs down, requires 2/3 of the vote to swing one way or the other. I thought we were going to get here, and I was going to have to plead with Kenny to help me make this game New Game Plus status, but now hearing Nolan talk nice about it, and Kenny, I think we're just going to have to determine whether or not this is a video game and if it needs to be in line with the other NGP status greats. Let me start. This is a weird one for sure. It's a different kind of video game, if it's a video game. And
it clearly is.
However, it ages well. It's so addicting. It's so addicting. You will... For most people, you'll play this game more than you will play most of our retro games of the week because it's so easy. Anyone can play it, and you can sink hours into it. Really, my wife and I, throughout the week, played hours and hours and enjoyed it. It's reflexive. It's easy. It looks good. It sounds good. It ages well. And it's a lot of fun. It is top tier puzzle video game. And it does need to be New Game Plus certified. So I definitely give it my vote there.
I mean, we're already talking about it. We accepted it as a submission. We have to treat it like a video game and rank it with the others. I think it's too late.
Yeah.
So is that
but,
you?
But fine. I would have fought for it anyways. I guess it's a video game. It's not like my favorite admission, but it's the king of puzzle games, and it always will be. And I think that's really dope. And it is so simple and so addicting. I do have one. It does upset me a little bit because it reminds me of microtransactions. They paved the way for microtransactions, and I don't forgive them for that.
Hold on. They didn't do it, though.
I know.
It was other people that took advantage. In fact, it should make you more proud of them because they didn't include that kind of stuff.
This but is 100% guilt by association.
It have that feel, though, because it's so addicting. And so in the future, but I think that even PopCap with their Bejeweled games in the future didn't have like, oh, hey, pay 500 coins right here and we'll let you get another life. Maybe they did, but at least in this original classic version that we're reviewing, score-based. It did not.
Yeah, and so I know that it's not their fault. It just reminds me of it, and I hate them so much. I hate mobile games, by the way, too. Like, I just do not go into that realm.
You don't own a cell phone?
Diablo. Right.
So that's two yes.
Yeah, for sure, New Game Plus.
Kenny?
I'm actually a little bit surprised, because I totally get the arguments on impact. I totally get it being a genre starter. But this game sucks. Like, the gameplay itself is just kind of boring. Like, you figure it out, and then you're just doing the same thing over and
you're
over again
so
forever.
Wrong.
Never mind.
There's strategic things you can do, but it's not actually a puzzle that's solvable. You're totally at the mercy of RNG and whether, like, how you get stuff to spawn and fall as your puzzle goes on. And so, like, I have a ton of respect for what this game has accomplished long term, but if I wanted to play a puzzle game, I would never go back and play the original version of this, at least. I would play maybe even later iterations of it that got better, or Bejeweled 2 or Bejeweled 3 or a Candy Crush or something else that's like in a similar vein, but actually fun. Ton of respect for what this game did. I think they got a little bit lucky on timing. They totally just ripped off the old Shakira game.
Shakira
and then got
is a
Microsoft
singer.
To push this game into weird viral hype town, and PopCap Games stumbled themselves into a win. It's a bad game.
What?
Respect it for the impact it had.
Right,
don't waste
done.
Your time playing it. Find a different puzzle game that's more addicting and challenging.
We just messed us to not big time.
You made me feel gross.
Like,
that.
I loved it, or at least can
Tetris
say that
is
someone.
Bad.
I'm
not the one that's filthy right now.
Dude, I'm so surprised that flip, Nolan being a fan and Kenny not.
Yeah, I'm surprised at Kenny too. I'm a little shocked.
I'm totally okay with you guys, with us giving it NGP, because ultimately, like, it had a big impact, so I'm not, like, upset about the final outcome there.
Dustin wants you to stop talking.
Yeah,
but
we'll tell people that
the gameplay itself
liked it.
Didn't do it for me, and I don't
we get
think
it.
We'll do it for a lot of people. So,
it doesn't
avoid.
Matter, though, because Bejeweled is New Game Plus certified, up there with the greats of the NGP catalog. Someone's going to look at this 20 years from now and be like, what was their standard for
picking
these
games? We know
what
we're talking about.
So that being said, we had, I think, a record this week.
Oh.
More people wrote in than ever before.
Wow.
And I want to be able to acknowledge everyone. And so to do that, I think is what I'm going to do is kind of just highlight a line or two that they said. And this isn't something that we'll do all the time. There's just going to be some people that write in the future that we won't be able to include their commentary. But Bro Jim, for example, he said that I just pretended the randomizer chose it this week so that we could play Animal Crossing all week. But also, it was really funny that this did happen to be April Fool's week. Like April 1st hit this week.
That and so that's so perfect.
That Bejeweled got selected on this.
Oh man, we could have really funny. Done something with that.
He said it shouldn't actually be considered a video game and said no new game plus. So that's Bro Jim. Cecil
Disagree
wrote in,
and agree.
Cecil wrote in and he said, it's fascinating to go back to such a relic. It truly is a gem. So that was better than what I did at the start of this. But he said that you can spend 5 minutes with it and really get all that you need to know about the game, which is true. But I think that in a positive way.
Yeah, that's a good thing to me.
It's a terrible thing.
Dear Baby wrote in and she said, I started playing on Sunday and I haven't stopped since. I zone out and hours go by. Days go and I haven't eaten or gotten dressed. I've only matched gyms.
That's when normal
I close my eyes to go to sleep at night, I see gyms. Please give it New Game Plus so I can be free.
You're free, but she's going to keep playing it for sure. I know she is. You are too, Dustin.
Mr. Lattes, I think, said, beyond the fascinating gameplay of matching three jewels in a row over and over again, there is rich lore to be found. It all began with the Diamond War. And then he kind of gave a little bit of his own created lore. Terizo Backrub said that it's 2003 cell phone bloatware. It's so terrible that after 27 hours of playtime, I can safely say that Kenny will have said repetitious at least 8 times by now.
Oh, he didn't say it once, I don't think.
Maybe. I really don't think he said it once. When I was talking about how terrible it is, ultimately, I might have dropped one of those in there.
Garlisle said that he's a self-proclaimed elitist when it comes to puzzle games, and he says that this is simple as to be utterly brain dead. Throw this casual trash where it belongs and play a real puzzle game instead.
Oh my god. Boom. Dude,
listen, do you guys hear that everybody pretty much is agreeing with me?
It is mixed.
It's split. Thank
it
you.
It is mixed.
And I'm so shocked.
This would be the time that a rift happened.
I'll say that Terry wrote in and said, if mindless insanity with no conceivable end is your bag, you cannot afford to miss this gem of a title. So low-hanging fruit again. Glad I didn't go there to begin with. But Terry seems to, I don't know, be on our side maybe, Nolan. And then Zach,
starting to feel
he
alone.
Actually booted up his Motorola Razr from the early 2000s and played Bejeweled the proper
don't
way
Don't
cut
week. Yourself.
I love
he
that.
He emailed us, sent a GIF.
GIF.
Of him with his Switch. I think it had Animal Crossing on it. He had, or maybe it had Doom, and he had a little Metroid figure. I'll have to go back and look at it. I'll share it with everybody in Discord this week. And then he had his Motorola Razr flip phone playing Bejeweled.
Dang.
I love that.
Classic.
Which is absolutely
original
amazing.
Console.
Thank you. All of you for writing in this week, especially those that agreed with Nolan and myself about how this game is great.
I'm disappointed in a lot of people.
How do they play it and think it's a trash puzzle
it's
game?
Not
I don't
trash,
understand that.
It's just easy, which
it's just
is fine.
Boring and simple and doesn't have longevity.
Wrong!
Longevity,
it's addicting,
you idiot.
And you can longevity. It is long. Yeah, Pinocchio and his cricket.
Oh, that adjusted, and I had to play a unique mode that let me go for longer because that's the only way to get any amount of fun out of it.
We need Zen mode during
Zen
this quarantine, okay?
You just hurt my feelings. All right, we are putting aside Bejeweled, the best game that we've played on this podcast, and we're randomly selecting the next game that we're going to be playing in quarantine for the next 7 days, and it is
Doom Eternal.
We're going to the Game Boy this week.
Good.
Developed and published by Square.
Good.
I didn't know Square did Game Boy, did you?
Yeah, there's some Final Fantasy Game Boys.
Okay. This was in 1991. Originally Good. Called Seiken Densetsu Final Fantasy Gaiden.
Wait, what?
And then released to us as Final Fantasy Adventure. So that is the game that we're going to be playing this week.
Okay.
I think it might be a Final Fantasy game that I've never played before.
I have on a phone, actually.
This is the game, I believe, that spawned the Mana series.
Really?
That's, which is
well,
huge.
Seiken Densetsu sounded familiar for a second. Well, I was about to freak out.
Seiken Densetsu 3 is what we played and absolutely
yes.
loved. And then the Mana kind of got a remake on Switch just recently.
Yeah.
So this is the start of that. It obviously it's called Final Fantasy, but I think it ended up having more to do gameplay and style with what the Mana series did and less with what Final Fantasy ended up going
towards. Oh man, I'm nervous about the Game Boy. I mean, the Game Boy's great and I love it, but some of those games like struggled because of the hardware. So we'll see.
This is going to be interesting. And I love Final Fantasy. Can I do the first play?
Sure.
I guess.
It'd be weird if I did it.
We got to wait for a weird game for Kenny. So I'll do the first play this week. Check out our YouTube for that. But find a copy of Final Fantasy Adventure or Adventures? Adventure. Just one adventure. And play it along with us this week.
Come give us your hot take on Bejeweled and tell us how wrong we are. In Discord, ngppodcast.com. Click join us in Discord.
Big thanks to our producer level supporters, Ben, Dear Baby, Garlisle, Corey, Maxima, Shauna, Zach, and Zion. You guys go above and beyond in helping us continue to make divisive video game based content. And we're super appreciative of you and for everybody who lends us time and ears and support on patreon.com. You guys are the best.
Follow us on our socials. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch at NGP Podcast and YouTube at New Game Plus Podcast. You can find those links in our show notes. Listen directly on any podcast provider of your choice. Make sure you subscribe so that you are the first to get new NGP episodes. And while you're at it, leave a kind rating and review. This episode was edited and produced by our friend Tom Tate. Join us next week as we play Final Fantasy Adventure. Until then, I'm still Dustin.
I'm Kenny.
No.
Oh, who are you?
That was a voice crack.
And this has been New Game Plus.